Just introduce myself. I'm Ellie Gersten, and my position at the OU is I record the Psalkim. So I work closely with Rudolsky and Schechter, and shalos that come up. So that's my field. I have to find answers for them. Want to discuss. Discussing industrial kashering. So, in order to understand the complexities of industrial kashering, you first understand what it is that we're discussing over here. So, the most common way that they to cook when you're talking industrially is they don't use, like you have in your home, a gas fire with a burner and you put the pot on top, but they use steam. So, they have a large boiler somewhere in the plant, you know, holds many hundreds of gallons of water. And you know, much larger than you'd have in your conventional home. You know, dwarfs it. It would be something more like 30 feet long by 10 feet high. And they have these huge boilers, and they produce steam, much hotter than you'd have in your home. Home doesn't produce steam; it produces just hot water. Some places use hot water actually. Some places use steam, but more conventional is steam. And then they send the steam through pipes throughout the plant. It goes all over the place. And they'll use that steam, they'll have jacketed kettles. It means they'll have these huge kettles which hold hundreds and hundreds of gallons, over 1,000 gallons sometimes. It could be 15 feet high or 12 feet high. You usually go up on steps to, in order to look inside, you have to go onto a platform. And they're jacketed, which means that there's a space between the wall of the inside wall and the outside wall. There's a jacket that goes around the kettle. Sometimes it goes halfway up, sometimes it goes all the way up. And that gets filled with steam. When they cook, they fill it. It's hooked up with a pipe. And when it fills with steam, the whole wall of the pot now gets very, very hot. It gets 212 degrees. And steam is very good for distributing heat very evenly. So the whole pot gets cooked at once. Instead of having a fire on the bottom like you have at home, here the whole pot is getting heated. And you could cook things, cook so fast, and that's how they heat things. It takes a long time, obviously. If you have thousands of gallons, even with this contraption, it could take you, think over an hour, 2 hours to heat up a kettle. So that's the closest thing, really, that we have in a factory to what we would think of as a klirishin. This huge kettle. Now, after it leaves this kettle, it's going to go into other subsequent kettles. The other kettles are usually not heated. The cooking takes place in this first kettle, and then it'll go on to a settling tank and a balance tank, all different tanks it'll go into as they're moving it through the factory. So, let's assume the first one is a klirishin. What do we assume about the second kettle? It's not jacketed. There's no heat source. Just the water is pumped from one kettle into the next. So the pipes that go through it. What is that? Is that just an iri klirishin? What about the second kettle? Is that a klisheni? The third one, would that be a klishlishi? There is a difference. So how do we look at this over here? So first place I would start is just to mention Pesle Tshuva and Simon Tzadi Dalad brings up some cipher who says that since Tzadi Dalad is Zion. He says that some sources he's talking about different cable. He says really it doesn't make a difference. It might have to mean a klirishi, klisheni, klishlishi. He says we kasher everything. It doesn't make a difference. Anu machmirim b'kol kli afil klishlishi kol zman sheyatz ledespoy. We don't differentiate. The kol ma de efshel lemabe behatera of dinan lahachmir b'kol kelim afil klishlishi. The Pesle Tshuva though ends off hamayim shalonu. Okay, so maybe we do make chilukim between klishlishi, but that's what the subservices really don't make chilukim. We have to kasher everything. So I just like to one thing I want to mention. One point is that today, in your own home, you can have this machlekes. You can have the chassam sefer on the one hand that says you have these chilukim and the chassam sefer on the other hand, we shouldn't make chilukim. We should kasher everything. And Pesle Tshuva says. But when it comes to the industrial type of kashering, it's irrelevant. Everything, all these kelim, we're going to have to deal with them. At least we should. We're going to deal with them all as a klirishin. Even though, like we said, the heat source is only on that first kettle, it's going to be difficult otherwise to learn this as a regular klisheni. First place, you know, first obvious marimakum is Taisus and Shabbos, where Taisus gives us the definition of what's a kli rishin and what's a kli sheni. So Taisus says, that's in Daf Lamavavim Abayis. Taisus says over here, Tema maishno kli sheni mi kli rishin. What is the difference? The yatz ledes afilu kli sheni nami. The yin yatz ledes afilu kli rishin nami. Heinem avashel. What's the difference in kli rishin? Stay hot a long time because it was on the fire. I mean, now with these steam kettles, nothing's on the fire. But okay, but it, you know, you'll say that's the one that had the steam in it or something. So therefore, that got hotter. That's machzik. It's choyim zman ruba. Lokach nosnu by shear the kol zman sheyatz ledes ba'aser. Avak klisheni afagav the yatz ledes by mutu sheid dofnais of chamin v'holuchem iskarer. It cools down because it doesn't have these heated walls. So I don't know exactly what the shear zman that we need for heating things to cool down, but I mean, the when you're dealing with such a volume, this thing will stay hot. I mean, I was just at a place a few weeks ago. I was asking the guy over there, you know, he heats it up in the first tank, I don't remember exactly the temperature, it was, let's say, 170. And then he brings it to a second tank and a third tank, and I ask him, what's the temperature at the last tank over here, after it goes through all these things, what's the temperature? He says, oh, it's also 170. I said, but it went through all these different steps, what's the lost temperature or something? He says, yeah, maybe a half a degree or something it lost, you know, it really doesn't lose anything. It's, you're dealing, the tanks over there are 1,200 gallon tanks, you know, they're all being moved along. They're pumping it out at, you know, something like 20 gallons a minute. It gets pumped from one tank at the other. It takes like an hour just to pump out the whole tank. But by the time they finish, the other tank has come out the same as the first tank. So, okay, so you'd say, but okay, but why is it a cliche? It has the fanais that were car to begin with. So maybe it's not the same thing. There's another marimakum. There's a sugya in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos, in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. The mechaber over there, read actually the first lashon of the tour. Tour says, "Safal sheish by mayim cham and lerechitza afilu klisheini asalitim but tzaydin the kivet sheim lerechitza stomach cham and in harbei mispashlin at tzaydin shemarim them." It's a whole question why he says safal. The Gemara says safal ainu kambatia. But many terusim, every achman has another pshat in this. But let's just assume he just means ambatia. Ambatia that has in it mayim chamin rechitza. Even the klisheni is mevashel. So that's a big machlokes rishayim, right? Is ambatia mevashel? Is it not mevashel? Just that it looks like it's mevashel. But the Torah says it's mevashel, and that's the mechaber brings it also. Ambatia the remote Ambatia shalmerchat shehi mleya mayim chamin, and then the Rama puts in afopi shehi kli sheini. Ein noisin lo mayim tzaynim shrei mechamim harbe, avon noisin hu mi mayim chamim shebezem. Ambatia talking about the acher shal tzaynim. Okay, you can put from one ambatia to another because that'll be a kli sheini. But the ambatia itself, the Magen Avraham brings the lashon tour. Kivat sheim lo rechitza b'stamim chamim harbe u'mevashlan tzaynim shemarbim hem. They're much hotter. They therefore it cooks. This is one of the marimakimis for the chayyadim. The chayyadim, famous chayyadim by Yad Nichfis for Shabbos. He brings this tour that you see if it's the rechitza mechamim harbei. So he says if it's Yad Nichfis boy, then that's mechamim harbei. So then already we treat it that it's we consider it that even if it's in a klisheni, we say it's mevashel. Okay, everyone knows that we don't pass like the chayyadim and some are choshish for it, but the ikar halacha is not like that. It's not like the chayyadim. The chaznish basically says that we don't go like it, and others bring it. We don't go like the chayyadim. Okay, but nevertheless, there's a discussion over here. So the Aruch HaShulchan spells it out very nicely. He says, what's the difference between a Safal and an Ambatia? The Gemara says, Safal ain't a Kambatia. There's a chiluk between a... They're both Klei Rechitza, they're both Klei Shenis. So it's assumed like that's the way most learn over here. That's the way we pass him. They're both a cliche. They're both clay rechitza. They're both mechamim harbe. So what's the difference between a safal? Why do we say safal ain't a kambatia? Safal you could put in. It's not mevashel, but an embatia is mevashel. So what's the difference? So the Rosh Hashanah says because an embatia has a lot more water. A safal is a smaller kli rechitza, and the embatia is mayim rubim. There are other truths. It's hard to bring ayahs in the case of embatia because there's so many perushim in it. Some learn that the safal is a kli shlishi, and some learn that it's a embatia is a kli rishin, but the safal is a kli sheni. But the way we seem to hold that they're both kli shenis. So what's the difference between the two? Why is one? So it has to. The Rosh Hashanah says he doesn't really give a marmokim for who actually speaks that out. That there's mayim rubim in the embatia more than the safal, but I think it's dorb shutim. That's what it is. I saw also on the page of the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shni Yeches by the Talach over there, the Levush Yisroad also says it. He says, "Hatur loy mishum gzeira aser kedivrei ha'taisis." Right, the Shitas Taisis is the Embati is just a gzeira. Okay, that looks like it's hot. No, it's not just a gzeira. Kedivrei ha'taisis shevesi kfar elsefir lei shel rabusan misbashlan, because there's so much water here, therefore it's mevashal. So it sounds like it's a combination of two factors. It's because it's mechamim harbei, because it's for chitza apparently they heat it up much hotter than they do for normal cooking, and because it's urbusa, it's nabatia. That's why you don't have this halacha brought by any other halacha. I mean, Shinyuches, you go through all the Shinyuches, the Rishon Klisheni, nobody discusses how hot the food was, or was it Yad Nichves, not Yad Nichves, no discussion about it. Not trying to argue on the Chayodim, but, Chayodim asked it as a question. He does bring this as a raya that Bambatia is his raya, that a Klisheni, that Yad Nichves is Mevashel. I don't know, but to me it seems more pashut that the batia is a different sug because it has it's mayim rubim, it's a tremendous amount of water, and it's chimimum, you heat it up very hot, and it doesn't lose its heat. When you have 1,000 gallons of water being moved from tank one to tank two, it'll stay hot. You could put it in a chicken and it'll come out fully cooked at the end because it'll stay hot for hours and hours and hours. So if something could be mevashel, we can say it's not mevashel the chicken. I mean, it cooks just as well as the first kettle. So then already have shilas for Shabbos. You certainly have shilas of bishul, but they'll ask. There's a prima gadim over there in Shidi Ches. He also is bothered by this whole issue over here. He brings the tour that all the tour says that it's mevashel. And he says over here, he brings the Torah, a tour, Kasav and Mechamim Harbe and Mizbashlin. This is the Prima Gadim in the Mishmas of Zov. I guess, I cut it off here, maybe it's in Zayin or Yudhes. In Shri Yudhes. He says, V'tzarachian, ki b'yardei asasbu kol apayskim klisheini af ein mafladu mavliya. Klisheini, right, doesn't even do, it's not even mafladu mavliya. Certainly it's not going to be Mevashel. They didn't make chiluk in between how hot it gets. The kachi halacha reveches. Mashmakan lechatchila aser the haraya v'chulei ketaisus. He says mashma from everybody else that we don't go like the tour that it's because it's mispashtim. We go like taisus that it's only an issue of haraya that it's a din derabanan that it, and therefore that doesn't affect kelim, it doesn't affect kliyas. It's just an issue of haraya. So again, he seems the Prima Gadim again assumes that it's just an issue of heat. But if you understand that embatia is not just a fact, there's two variables here. There's the heat and then there's the quantity of water, which again it's not going to be no one's going to talk about it in Hilchos Yerideya, because in Yerideya they're talking about the way they cook. They had pots of food and they cook, and it's a kli rishin, you pour it into a second one, it's a kli sheni. But when you're going to start talking industrially, it's a new idea that I could cook with steam and I could heat 1,000 gallons at once, and then I'm going to pour that into a second one and it's going to retain its heat. So then maybe you have to be machmer that our kelim, even the second kli, is considered a kli rishon as well. Or it's not just a simple kli sheni that I could you know, don't worry, I don't have to worry about the bliyas if it would be, you know, meikar din if it's a klisheni, and iru is only they klipa if it's a klisheni. So one afternoon, and this is what we do at the OU, is going to be the pipes. When I the product, let's say, was being made, let's say they were making a sauce and cheese. Okay, so it's treif, they're using gvinas akum. And they gets heated up in a kettle, and then it gets transferred into a second thing. It goes through piping. And when they do it, so like we said before, when you're going to empty out this kettle, it takes a long, long time to empty out the kettle. It can take an hour as they're pumping out the tomato sauce through the pipe. So if we just view it as an irui, so then when I come to kasher it, I can just pump water through it once, you know, do an irui through it, it's kashered. If I view it now as, since it's tremendous amount going through for an hour, it's being heated up, new flow, constant source of heat, this water, even though the kettle, the jacket might still be on, it might be off, you know, but as I'm pumping it through now, I have all this very, very hot sauce going through the thing. It's going to heat up. It's like I have a constant. The sauce itself will be my source of heat. It's constantly going through. So if you say that, so when I kasher it, I have to do the same thing. I can't just put through. I'm just going to do an irui of water through it. I have to have the water go through long enough that it'll heat up the pipe to the same degree that it was heated with the sauce. So after I fill up the kettle now, I boil it up. So now I have to send through it long enough amount of water that it'll get the pipe hot. So I have to make a cheshbon how long that takes. It can take, you know, it doesn't take all day. It doesn't take, you know, eventually it'll reach in a certain amount of heat that won't get any hotter. It's not going to keep heating up hotter and hotter forever. But it'll take, let's say, 5 minutes. I've had different mashkichim I've asked, and they've given me different numbers about how long they think it takes until it reaches its maximum. It depends on the case. Depends on what the product is and how it's being pumped and the speed. That's a consideration. If you had not the Gabi Hagol's Kebel, Gabi Yisser, so we when we're Mishael, let's say you want to know if there would be Shishim Keneged that pipe. You can't just cheshbon the klipa of the pipe. You can't just say, well, it's just an irui. You know, Meiko will say, I for sure have Shishim Keneged the klipa of that pipe. Rather, we look at the pipe as though it's a hemshech of the kli. And you would need shishim kineg kulay, and the same thing with the second kli, the same thing with the third kli. That's the cheshbon. We don't sort of, you know, you want to say it's just a chumra like the chsam sefer that we treat it that way. You know, fine. If you want to say that it's meikar adin, I think it's more closer to over here to saying that it's meikar adin. Either the raya from Mbatia or just some from Taisus. If you don't have the idea of that, once I pour it into a klisheni, just go back to Taisus a second. Once I pour it into a klisheni, you don't have the fanais. You have the finest makaros, so that you can hear when I have a pot, I pour it into the second pot, it goes in right away, it begins to cool down immediately. But what do you do when you have, let's just take the pipe itself, okay? Product is going through a keseder constantly all day long. I'll have product going through it, it'll never cool down, it'll stay hot all day. So you're going to tell me that the product, that's just an irui? It's not just an irui, it's never makaros. Not only is that makaros, but the finest are, will get, they'll absorb all the heat that they're going to absorb, and eventually they have no more heat to, they're as hot as the product itself. So at some point you're going to lose your defanus makaros. In a regular home that doesn't happen. You know, you're going to pour a 5 gallon pot. What already you have? But here, if you have thousands of gallons that is being pumped out, kaseda through and through, so you're going to get to the point where it's not going to be defanus makaros. So at that point you're going to have to say that when it'll cease to become just an irui, then vitally your klisheni will become a condition as well. If you're not going to say like this, so now I'm going to go now through go the opposite way, play the other side, and see what's going to come out. Let's say you have a boiler which heats water. Okay, very common is the way they do it is they'll have steam heat they'll have the steam, and then they have something called a heat exchanger. Heat exchangers, the different forms. Let's say you have a plate heat exchanger. You have little thin little plates, and the water passes through, up and down through the different plates. And then you have on the opposite side, you'll have the steam going, and the steam will heat up the water. So if you want to heat up water, it's a very quick way to do it. You can heat up a lot of water that way. It passes through this thing called a heat exchanger. there's a mushroom you have like this, almost touching each other, these little thin little plates, and the water passes through between the different plates. So on one side there's water, next side steam, water, steam, water, steam. So they're able to heat up a lot of... Then they have that water, once they get that water nice and hot, bring it up to, it can even be above 212 because it's pressurized. They have that go and, it's called a water loop. They have the loop. That water just goes back and forth between the steam, and it'll go to the kettle. It'll go to the steam, back to the kettle. And it wraps around the kettle, and it's heated with the places where they don't want the steam to actually go directly against the kettle. They want it always to be heated just with water. So then that's the way they'll do it. Or they'll have product go through it different ways. But let's say they have a water loop. So now, what are we going to say? This water is now going to flow around the kettle. It's going to make it Yirui around the kettle. So you say Yirui is only Mevashel Kdekli. Or just even a simple case. You have a boiler that doesn't boil it up to steam. Let's say it just boils it up to, it heats the water to 190 degrees, and then it's pumped around, and it has a coil that goes around the kettle. And he cooks it that way. So we'll say, well, just an Irui. Irui is only Mevashel Kdei Klipo. So it comes out that the kettle is never cooked. So really everything in the kettle is not cooked. It's like the person takes his fully cooked chicken, whatever that's made in that kettle, he takes it at Shabbos and he warms it up. See, he was Mechal Shabbos because it's fully cooked. I mean, no, but it was cooked by something which is only an Irui. And Irui is only Mevashel Kdei Klipo. The Kdei Klipo of the pot is all that got cooked. So then... everything's boiling away and everything's cooking nicely. I mean, that would be the opposite extreme, to say that it just becomes a very strange idea. Then if something is cooking, to say it's not cooking is a little bit hard to hear. So in fact, there's a Tshuva Zavnei Nezer in Yerdei Asim and Kufi Aleph. So he's asked about a person who cashers the cashering for Pesach. And they're taking their kelim, and they had community-wide kasherings, and they had a large, very very large pot, and they got a steam line. So there must have been some factory or something had a big boiler that produced steam, and they took the steam hose and they dunked it into the kettle, and they boiled up the water like this. So they have the water boiling away, it's boiling, boiling, but there's no fire, there's nothing, it's just the irui of the steam into the kettle itself. So it's like you're having hot water constantly flowing in, and I guess it's overflowing over the sides. And the shaila was, is that a kashering? So someone had time this. He said, he gives the example over here, he says, Dvar HaGoloshe, first they put cold water, but they still talk about the konachol shobarzel, where they put in a hose. The derecha konachol lezeya min hayoyrel bati. Aydei zeya natzamayin rois the mamish malam resicha kilo imdin aleish mamish. It looks, to the observer, you see the water boiling away. Ubeish halach zeya bati. Oh, someone the toicha hakelim umesupik vayterasa idulai enemoy lahagel eshenesru the klirishin. How can you kasher in this thing? Things that became also in the klirishin. Why don't you look at it? It's just an irui into the embati, and even though the water is boiling away, but it's just an irui. That was the shaila asked. He says that's no shaila. Klisheni doesn't have. It's not connected anymore to any source of heat. It's just sitting there and being miscarried. Here, the thing is constantly being fed with new heat. So it's constantly being fed from the steam. So in a way, you have the same thing over here. When I'm pumping in from the klirishin, I have the whole irui connected back, and it's not allowing anything to cool down. It's constantly heating my second kettle from my first kettle. I have it all being pumped in. The hundreds of gallons is going on for an hour long or so. Eventually it's going to stop, but okay, we'll get to when it stops, what the din is going to be at that point. It's a little too late. If it was a klirishin until then, who cares if now it's a klisheni? Where's that name? It's in Yerideus in the Kufi Aleph. Then he brings at the end of the year. So that's what he writes over here. It's partial to him that it's not a shayla. It's basically, it's partial to him that it works. And then he writes over here, Hey Nemes, Ki Haran, Gabi Muliar Garuf, Kasav Lo Chashav Kirishan Elkein Omen Aleish. She says, it's true, there is a Shita, which I didn't hold, it has to mamish be on the fire, in which case, none of our Kalim really are Kirishans then. He says we're not chayish for the ran. We view as long as it gets hot, it cooks, it boils, it does all the things that we expect of a klirishin to do. So then we treat it as a klirishin. So that's the one okay. So that now you know I said it now sort of l'chumra. Let me just add one more piece, though, also to this. There's a Prima Gadim also over there in Hilchos Shabbos. He says he brings the Gemara Shabbos on Daf Mem and Beis. Maisa the Rebbe Tulbukli Biklisheni. So Rebbe over there, famous Maisa. The Rebbe was being Reichitz in Ambatia. Okay, he was being Reichitz on Shabbos. And look, they all show. They say over there must have been Chamei Tveria because otherwise he can't be. And it was before the Gezeira. Okay, whatever. However, everybody was allowed to do that. But he said over there, Tul Bekli Sheni. The person wanted to be Mechamim Shemen. Right? Okay. So he says, Minam Bati Guma Bekarka Shohum Shoch Mi Ma'ayin Chamei Tveria L'Toicha. So what was it? It was a pit in the ground, and they would they made a channel. And the water of the Chamei Tveria filled this up over there. So he says, Havan Bati Kli Rishin, right? That's why Rebbe said, Tul Bekli Sheni, because the Bati has, in that case, has a din of a Kli Rishin. It was Humshach from the Chamei Tveria. Aval Pishin, Nifsak Akakach Mimayin, even though they it's Nifsak, they close it up afterwards. It's not connected anymore to the Mayin. So you have this, basically, if, I don't know what you call this, I mean, otherwise, it's basically like a Kli Sheni. It's a pit that was filled up with Humshach from the Mayin, and then it was closed up afterwards. He says that we deal with this as a klirishin shehusar meish. So if you need to kasher things al eish, so you don't have that. But if you wanted, it's chamei tveria anyway, so you're not supposed to kasher with chamei tveria. But okay, let's say but putting that aside, the issue of chamei tveria, this would have the din of a klirishin shehusar meish, and that's why Rabbi said to the klisheni. So this Prima Gadim is in Sede Eshel Avram and Shini Ches Sivkan Lam Gimel. Okay, so if I had to compare what we have to what they're, to what Chazal were describing, I think this Prima Gadim is probably closest to that. You have Kli Rishin, then I have it Humshach into another pit, and then I stop the at some point I stop it. Sometimes it goes from one into several kettles. It depends on the way. In fact, you have the okay, but it eventually it'll stop being connected to the Kli Rishin. Yet it might still continue to have the din of a Kli Rishin Shehusar Meish. Okay. Yeah, some places they cook with steam. Okay, some places cook with hot water. I mentioned before too. So what do you say, buddy? Maybe steam is worse. I'm not sure. You need a makar to say steam is worse. Steam is an irui of mayim too.
It's hotter than water. So it's like,
okay.
It's like ash.
Anything that's hotter than water becomes like a toldus ash. Okay. I mean, the mice though is if you have that steam heats water, and that water now heats the pot or the boiler itself doesn't get turned into steam. Usually it does turn into steam. That's why I give that as a less common thing. But very common is to use a water loop. That's a very common way that they heat. That the steam heats water, the water heats water. So you can say that water that's heating is no longer. It's a valid point. The steam could be different than the what's it called? The Avnei Nezer doesn't assume that way either. He assumes, he doesn't answer, it's like a toldus eish that's cooking it right now. He's looking at it from Mitzad Shail that it's like an Irui, but he says, so you have to look at what you have. If what you have is water boiling away over here, and it could do everything that a Kli Rishin could do, it's never going to cool down, it's lush, let me read it again.
Right,
Holchem is Karev, like he brings Taisus of Shabbos. Aval zeh, other aval, mitzoy ninasa reseach. Ve'il l'sapik rak she'edah betach defana shehoch mubayish. Ve'il b'ayla the klirishu shehu betach defana shehoch mubayish u'kabal kak paltay. So maybe, because here it's not in a kli that actually sat on the fire. Akan kli shay mitzoy l'eish, v'lo al eish, v'lo hochem b'dayfen a kli shem me'edah ha'sheni. V'lo cheres lo yamin l'cham mitzasacham kulay. He says, what about the inside of the kli? And, right? And then what happens if you put a kli into the kli? In Nasser, the kli rishon, shabbat el eish. He says, v'hagol dafka, the kli rishon, kizeh. Well, but suddenly she's here, v'paisu, she's kli yamet el eish dafka. Right? Well, fine. You have a kli that sat on the fire, and now I can kasher inside of another kli that wasn't on the fire. So he shows you see, you don't need to be mamash yamet el eish. You could be heated by the water is also good enough. No, but I say, your point about the steam, that it's hotter than regular water is a valid point.
Said the water itself gets higher than 212.
Yeah, water, if it's pressurized, yeah. Water itself can be heated to higher than
212. How can that get?
How hot can they bring water? I mean, in normal cases, it's common 215 to 18. I mean, that's normal.
Steam's not like that.
Well, what?
Steam's not like 100. What's steam?
Steam starts at 212. At 212, already you begin to have steam. If you pressurize it, you can get it back to becoming water again. I mean, technically, you can make any temperature water if you have it high enough pressure. It's not practical. Steam just means it turns into a gas. It's no longer in liquid form. It's now in gas form.
How hot does the gas get?
How can they get steam? Different places, different things. I mean, you could have superheated steam at 300 degrees and things like that. Depends what you're doing with it. If you're heating an oven with steam, there are places that'll do that too. Their ovens are heated with steam, so then you'll get it. You know, you'll need it whatever temperature you need your oven to be. It has to be 300 degrees or something. If you're just using it to heat a water, your water anyway is only going to boil at 212. So it doesn't make a difference. You don't need to get it really all that hot. It's just that if you get it hotter, you can affect the transfer of heat much faster. You can heat things up faster. But they don't always need to do that. And, you know. The reason they do it hotter is usually because it's an energy savings. It's more efficient if you do things hotter. Then you have other tzaras. So, you know, that's a trail. Anyway, that's the idea of the chumrah that I wanted to present. You have to think, twice about how you view is just. It's now there's one application that we take this the other way now, the kula, where we find this where it's useful, not just useful. It would be impossible if you didn't rely on this. When you, let's say you have stama, a regular holding tank, you have a storage tank, there's no heat source on it whatsoever. And it's used to store all types of things. They can store oils in it, and they can store glycerin, anything can be stored in there. Wine can be stored in there, and whatever it is, your regular holding tank. So these holding tanks could be very, very large. They could be even, several times larger than this kettle that we just described before that holds 1,000 gallons. 1,000 gallons, maybe about this wide around or something, and whatever it is, that high. But you can have storage tanks that are 10 times that size, 20 times, 100 times that size. So the problem is, how do you cache them? There's no heat source on them. There's no jacketing. If I just fill it up with hot water, there's not enough hot water in the plant to fill it with hot water, even if I wanted to. The thing would be larger than the boiler that they have. I mean, it's not practical. Mili virui, you can't kasher for mitzvah with mili virui. Mili virui works for Hilchos Pesach. Chametz, you can do mili virui if it's just called kavush. Mili virui works by klei yayin, right? But the shach in Yeridei kuflamidhei. So he writes over there that dafka, these exceptional cases, chametz because it's a terebol we allow it, yayin because the kilu by yayin, but stam iser, you have a non kosher oil that was kavush in this tank, so then you need to do hagala. Pri Begadim, I think it's in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, but you don't need hagala al eish. It's enough to do, you can do hagala in kli shehusam eish, kli rishon shehusam eish. That's the way you kasher from kavush. So he writes over there, it's not enough just to kasher it though with Irui. You need a Hagala that was, you need a Hagala even with a Kli Shehusam Eish. So if we're gonna do Irui is easy. I could take hook up a hose to my boiler, and I can have it spray, and you know they got very good pressure. I can get every area over there with an E-ray. Take a few minutes, it wouldn't be a big deal. So that's not going to work. Well, what? Yeah. The cleaning there, no problem. They can clean. Yeah. Well, what? I mean, how are you going to do it? I don't know. I mean, what? Well, Evan Lubin maybe would be one, because here's the Kli Rishon Shosu Me'esh. That would be for Kli Rishon Shosu Me'esh, maybe Evan Lubin would work. So what do they do, Lamaisa? They do something called, they have, these tanks, how do they themselves clean the tanks? What does the company do? They, you know, how do you get it clean, such a thing? How do they do? So they will have something called a spray ball, and some of them are attached inside, they're fixed inside, because if something cassated, they have to clean out. So then when they build the Miyakara, they put in a spray ball. A spray ball is it's a ball, and it has in it the holes in different directions. It's sometimes they spin as they, a spinner, and it turns, they have 360 degree spinnings that they do, it gets in all directions, and they will have this thing go. They'll have the boiling water spray through this sprayer, and they'll do it for, you know, a long time. They'll have it go for 45 minutes. They'll have it, depends on the size of the tank, depends on the case, hundreds of gallons of water. So you don't actually fill it with the hot water, but the water basically is constantly cascading down the sides. You have just a sort of like a layer of water that is in all directions and all sides. It blankets the inside of the tank, and you have that keep going on and on and on. Now the way we described beforehand, you can make an argument that this is no longer just an irui. The irui is so I pour the water and it hits the defanus that are makaris. And it only goes to Kli Klipa. It only goes out of Bli Kli Klipa. But if I keep going, I keep doing this till the Defana Sar Mechamim Moisa. How do I know when that is? When the temperature of the water coming out of the tank is equal to the temperature of the water going into the tank. There's no heat loss. Like I mentioned before, if you're moving a large amount of volume, I move 1,000 gallons. This kemat, you can't even notice the amount of heat loss that there is. So in such a case, you can argue that it's not like tell people, everyone thinks right away of the Yisuf HaHetter bought by the Taz in Yerodea, right? By the teller over there, Harbei Ruyim, that he goes Bekulay. What the Yisuf HaHetter is talking about over there is on different days I use it. I use it today, I use it tomorrow, I keep pouring onto it. It cools down, then I pour again, then it cools down, I pour in again. So there, it's just a Kli Klipa each time. So that's a Chiddush, that the Kli Klipas are mitzdarif, and each one draws it in, another Kli Klipa further, another Kli Klipa further. I'm sorry, what? It's on different days. Oh, no, the same thing. Okay, good. Same thing. Elchanani. But I'm going to say each one draws it in another Kli Klipa further. Cools down. But if I have it keep going, if I'm pouring all day long, I'm pouring onto this teller. So until let's look at the water itself as it's becoming the heat source over here. There's nothing cooling down. So then you could say, I mean, mice is these things, you know, they're so large, they're kalim, they're machzuk shishim anyways, you know. Kavush is always ain't a binyamah. So the arguments you can make about, you know, why, you know, binyamah, if you didn't cash the thing, you might be mutter, and, you know, you can make the mice is, you know, that if you could, at the very least, like the Chassam Sofer said to begin with over here, koma de'efshalo lamabe behatera avdina. You know, so this is basically the cheshbon of why we would allow the that's what we do with the cashew.
Not sitting on it. No, back
up. And a chanami. So I mean, that's the last half of Avodah Zarah over there by the so there the water runs off. It's also a hagala over there. It's not just an iru, it is a hagala, but it's not the same hagala because it's again over here. This was shalal. I don't know if that's less than a hagala of a kli shehusu me'esh. I don't know if the tzaitzis is more chomer. It's true, it's running off over here, but if we don't need a kli al esh, all we need is a kli shehusu me'esh. So then, I don't know that Nitzaitis is more chomer than that either. Okay, so okay, that's basically what I wanted to present. Okay.